Your organic search is over. Here's Naturally Savvy with health experts Andrea Donsky and Lisa Davis.
Andrea, I always think it's so interesting to find out what some of our favorite celebrities eat and how they take care of themselves. And I'm beyond thrilled to have the wonderful Academy Award winner Alan Arkin joining us to talk about how he stays naturally savvy. Hi, Alan.
Hi. Good morning, Lisa. Good morning, Andrea.
Good morning,
Alan. This is such a thrill to have you on.
But being Canadian, being a Canadian show, shouldn't you have mentioned the fact that I have two Canadian Academy Awards? It's much more important than this.
Well, only 50% of us are Canadian. I'm Canadian. Lisa's not, so.
Oh, no. Okay. So is this going all over the North America?
It is, yeah. Yes, it is. So it's all good.
And the world.
Oh, my God.
All right. Everybody loves
exactly.
You. I've told so many people you're coming on, and everyone, you're just such an incredible actor. Alan, talk to us about your personal life in terms of how you like to take care of your health and live a healthy lifestyle.
Let me tell you an anecdote that happened about 6 months ago.
Sure.
Because the thing that I'm most interested in recently, I was taking, every time you do a film, you have to do a physical, complete physical examination for the insurance purposes. And about 6 months ago, I took my physical, and the doctor was looking at my chart, my past, all the spikes valleys and mountains in my past. And he said, you had a rough time about 16 years ago emotionally, didn't you? And I said, I absolutely did. It was the hardest period of my entire life. And he said, how do you know that? He says, because that's where all of your sicknesses were. He says, about 16 years ago. And my mouth fell down to my knees. And he made an exact equation between my emotional condition and when all of my sicknesses, the worst sicknesses I ever had were all clustered in that area. And I never made that connection. And then recently I've been doing some research and talking to people and reading up about this new equation that seems to be running across all of not only Western medicine but Eastern medicine. No matter how orthodox or far out the doctor is, they all seem to be making this same equation, which fascinates me, which is that stress causes inflammation, which is the root of most of our sickness. And this thing that the doctor did with me about 6 months ago seemed to bear the truth of that. And so as much as I am concerned about eating well, you know, and exercising and all the things that you guys know so much about, that it seems to me that the major part of the equation for hanging on to our sanity and our well-being is to try and find ways of keeping ourselves as stress-free as possible, which in this civilization right now is very, very hard to do.
It is hard to do. You're right.
Yeah, but that's the thing that's so fascinating me to me now is that equation, which seems pretty foolproof according to all the people I talk to throughout the medical spectrum these days. Stress causes inflammation, which is fed. The inflammation is fed by sugar. So we get back to the idea of diet now, is that if you limit your sugar intake, you don't feed the inflammation, which is caused by the stress.
Alan, how do you eat at home? How do you and your wife eat at home? Do you eat, you know, a mostly organic diet? Do you watch, you know?
Yeah. When we moved to New Mexico 10 years ago, Santa Fe, we said to the realtor, "So we got to be within a 12 minute radius of Whole Foods."
Sounds like.
And we've recently moved to California. We just left Santa Fe. We're living in California now. And we're 1 minute away from a sensational healthy market that serves almost exclusively organic products. And that's basically it. We keep off, we don't have desserts except for berries occasionally. And very, very low carb, which I'm told, I hate giving up carbs, particularly breads and things like that. But we're told by people who know about these things that, the sugars in flour get into your body even quicker than regular sugar does. So we're very careful about carbs, and we're very careful about desserts. We cheat once in a while, but according to the doctors we pay attention to, that if you cheat, you give up a meal. You fast for a meal, and it tends to help make up for it.
I'm curious, because you talked about the stress. What do you do to de-stress?
Well, we meditate a lot. My wife and I have been long-time meditators. I've been meditating for 45 years, and wow. She has been too. And that and it's the things that happen as a result of it have helped enormously. Going on the Andrew Weil newspaper diet helps a lot too. We try not to read newspapers. We don't watch television at all.
I know, that amazes me that you don't watch, but you do watch movies. Do you ever watch yourself in movies?
Oh. What?
Good question.
only at premieres.
Oh, okay, so you're watching premieres. That's funny. So how do you stay healthy when you're doing a movie? I guess that's a question that I'm always curious about, because I know for myself, Alan, when I travel to my hometown, you know, I take so much food with me, and I'm always traveling a lot. But if you're on the set, how do you maintain, are you able to eat healthy?
Yeah, well, interesting enough, most people in movies are such narcissists. They take care of themselves very, very well. so that when you're eating on a set, they may not know a lot about other things. They may not know a lot about other things going on in the world, but they do know about how to eat right. Mm-hmm. You can get on a movie set almost exactly what you need at any given time of the day. They're very careful about diet. You can get junk too, but if you have an interest in staying healthy, they'll accommodate that. The craft service people. So we're okay. And then for dinners. We'll look for a Japanese restaurant or a health food restaurant. The Japanese food we've found tends to be healthier and cleaner.
A little bit cleaner.
Than most of the places around. We made the mistake of watching Kitchen Nightmares for about 8 or 10 episodes of that. And it would cure almost anybody from ever going to a restaurant again.
That's pretty funny. Alan, we have about maybe a minute, not even a minute left. We have under a minute left. So just quickly, I know you love to cook. What would be the food that you love to cook the most?
Oh, I love making vegetarian chili. I'm great at soups. I make almost any kind of soup, bean soups and cabbage soups and vegetable puree.
That's amazing.
Yeah, soups are my favorite.
Well, thank you, Alan. Unfortunately, we're out of time for today, but until next time, thank you so much for being on our show.
Thanks, Alan. Nice to talk to you.
Until next time, stay connected at Radio MD and Naturally Savvy, where we keep you informed and up to date on all things natural and organic. Stay well.